One of my favorite TV shows is this one.
DeAngelis.
That's DeAngelis.
Spirit name, man.
18 times that bell rings.
18? Oh my God.
You're supposed to pray. I don't know an awful lot of people that still do it.
No, neither do I, to be honest with you.
Gogglebox. It is incredibly popular. It started a couple of years ago. It's going to be in its fourth series coming up in the autumn. And of course, it won Best Reality at this year's IFTA Awards. But there's some good news on how you could be the star of the next season.
Yeah, right. And producer David Noble is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hey, David.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Not too bad. I'm glad you mentioned the IFTA. That saved me a job.
Yeah. Well, look, congratulations on the award and congratulations on the success in general of Gogglebox, because it's one of those things where often Irish people are a bit worried when we adopt a UK show or a show that has a previous incarnation that people like and we do our version of it. But we've had a run of success, and it has to be said, a run of success on TV3 in particular, of taking shows from the UK and making them our own. And Gogglebox is definitely right up there.
It is, definitely. And that's the one thing about a show like this, that Irish people certainly aren't short of a couple of words. So when it comes to what kind of shows we can bring over from the UK, Gogglebox is always going to be the one that would work best.
And coming back for Series 4, you're giving people the chance to actually get involved in it, because it's not set in stone as to who exactly is going to be the viewers on Gogglebox yet.
Well, what we're looking to do is we always look to, for each series, try and add to the cast. So, you know, with every show, you look to freshen it up a little bit, you know, throw in a couple of faces, because certainly you don't want viewers getting tired. But, like, the people we have in the show, there won't be any kind of amazing surprises as to who will or won't be coming back, because, you know, four series in, we know what makes the show work, and we certainly don't want to be kind of upsetting people that are watching it on a regular basis.
Yeah. So Tracy and Nanita are still there, the Tullys. Can you confirm any of that stuff?
No, I can't go out confirming anything yet.
Ah, good one.
The P45 stick to the window here, so in case I give too much away.
Well, let's zoom in on what you're actually looking for then.
Well, basically, the main thing we're looking for are couples, long-term couples. I'd say age isn't that important, but certainly together long enough that there'll be a couple of whinging about who's unloading the dishwasher, but not long enough that they're can't stand the sight of each other, because there'll be a couple of hours to spend on the couch now.
So, like, just kind of like myself and Dermot, we see enough
exactly.
of each
well,
other
yeah.
that we're almost sick of each other, but not enough that it ever tips over that line.
Exactly. It's just, you want these couples that are just hanging over that cliff,
And are you looking for any types? Like, are you looking for country types? Are you looking for D4 types? What's on your mind?
Well, if there's any kind of Russell Curl Kelly types out there that fancy giving it a bash, we'd certainly like to hear from them. But
even a
nonny type, location isn't all that important to us, because we're already all around the country.
A couple of nonnies watching the telly now would be something
exactly.
else, to be fair.
I think you should put a nonny in with the Russell Curl Kelly and we'll see what kicked off then.
So that just guaranteed us another series, yeah?
And is there any, like, is there anyone you're not looking for? I mean, people are kind of thinking about it, and can you give anyone a kind of a heads up now going, listen, if you are, we already have, so don't bother.
Yeah, like, I think, you're kind of your standard kind of early 20s squad types, that's, I think we're kind of well stocked in that respect. We've got some cracking sofas filled with people like the Cabras. We've got the Loud Lads up in Cooley. And, they just do an incredible job, and they're so smart, funny, and incredibly likable. So, we're not looking to create more of the same. What we're looking, we really would love to be surprised this time around.
Mm.
We've got families as well. We've got amazing families. But what we don't have would be a family with a brother and sister combo. And I think that would be amazing. Hey. The type that would love to rat each other out.
Yes,
a lot of them listening. And what is expected of people if they do get it? I mean, how much TV do these people actually watch?
Well, the thing is, it shouldn't feel like a chore. People should be watching telly a lot already, because if you're not, well, then you're probably not going to be right for a show about watching telly. So really, it shouldn't feel like a slog. If you are the type that spends hours on the couch in the evening, then you could be right for us. But they will be expected to give up at least an evening a week, they'll be watching, plenty of shows for us. And time-wise, it's not a massive commitment in that respect.
Mm.
It's more about people who just love the idea of just watching telly and waffling the ears off each other.
How does it work? Like, do they have to turn on their own cameras, or how does that side of things work? Am I giving away too much?
Magic circle for this, yeah. basically, they will watch an awful lot of shows. The shows will be selected for them, and they'll also watch stuff by themselves. But anything after that, you're going to get me lynched.
Right, okay. So the cameras are always running there. So that's cool. So it doesn't sound like a massive... Sounds like a bit of crack.
It absolutely is, and it should feel that way, you know?
Yeah.
It's certainly a bit of crack for the families watching the tellies, and it's even more crack for us and the edit putting the show together throughout the week.
Okay, so people are now who are scrambling with the pen and paper going, I want to do this, what do I do next? So how do they actually apply to be on Gogglebox?
Well, the email address you want to get us on is casting@kiteentertainment.com. You'll also find information on the Kite Entertainment website. But the most important things that we need, and it's really important, send us who's in the group you're in, where you're based, and a few pictures of yourself.
Right.
Contact details, the usual kind of standard stuff there, phone number, email address, that kind of thing.
And do you think that the Irish version is actually better than the original, the UK one?
I couldn't possibly be pulled on that one. No, I think it's different, is the honest answer, because genuinely, Irish people just have a unique perspective, and I know it's become that kind of cliche of only in Ireland, there's a million Facebook and Twitter pages dedicated to that kind of thing. But honestly, when you produce a show like this, you realise that is true. We have a very unique perspective on the world that you might show the Siddiqui's a Trump clip over in the UK, or you might show the Cabra Girls here the same clip.
Yeah.
The viewpoints are going to be incredibly different. So they're different shows, and they're actually kind of there 11 series in, and we're 4 series in now. Very hard to compare the two because it's all based on the cast.
Yeah.
And our casting team have done an absolutely incredible job in pulling the people together that we have.
You also did pretty well in the celebrity appearances as well. I know we had our friends, Will Ferrell, John Lithgow, Mark Wahlberg, and Mel Gibson in when the Daddy's Home 2 movie was out. Have you any plans for any more celebrity appearances?
Well, your lads told us you weren't available, which is how they ended up coming on the show.
Yeah,
so
that just means we want more money.
Call Will Ferrell. We're not available.
Something like that, it has to feel right, you know? Like, we've very kind of carefully kind of honed a show over the last 3 series that very much feels unique, very Irish. So you wouldn't go looking for them just for the sake of it, but if an opportunity arose, yeah, certainly would take that call.
Brilliant.
Like if Will Ferrell was emailing me in the morning, then you know, that's a conversation I'm going to have.
Okay, so casting@kiteentertainment.com, or you can get it all on kiteentertainment.com as well.
Yes, that's the one.
All right, David Noble, series producer at Gogglebox Ireland. Thanks for talking to us today. Best of luck with it.
Cheers, thanks very much. Bye-bye.
All the best, bye-bye.